With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli army says 21 soldiers have been killed in an attack in central Gaza, making it the largest single loss of life for the military since the war began. Spokesman says the troops were preparing explosives to demolish two buildings when a militant fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a tank nearby, setting off the explosion prematurely. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell says the numerous indictments against former President Donald Trump have only served to rally his supporters.
When he suffers injustice, they see that as a moniker, if you will, of the injustice they receive every day out there in the world, in the job market, in schools, in education, in whatever.
Campbell was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, an investigation into an apparent attempt to suppress votes in the New Hampshire primary.
New Hampshire's attorney general is investigating reports of a robocall that apparently used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in the primary election. The voice uses Biden's oft-used phrase, "What a bunch of malarkey," then tells the listener to save your vote for the November election. Attorney General John Formella says the recorded message sent Sunday appears to be an attempt to disrupt and suppress voting, and voters should disregard it. I'm Ben Thomas.
A man suspected of shooting, killing eight people in Illinois, has fatally shot himself following a confrontation with law enforcement in Texas. Authorities in South Bend, Indiana, say that communities in a state of shock. Five children have died in a house fire. This is SRN News. A persecution of Christians all around the world just keeps getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says one in seven Christians on earth are being persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress likely to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think it could be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has visited the site of Auschwitz.
The death camp is the most notorious site of the horrors of the Holocaust. The visit came before his appearance Monday at a conference on anti-Semitism organized by the European Jewish Association in the nearby Polish city of Krakow. The billionaire has been accused of allowing anti-Semitic messages on his social media platform, X. Musk had been expected to make the visit on Tuesday and take part in a memorial service together with political figures attending the EJA conference in Krakow. But Musk showed up at the Nazi death camp memorial site on Monday instead. Keith Peters reporting.
Japanese automaker cheating on safety tests for decades says it does not expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon. Japanese government ordering a subsidiary of Toyota to halt production of the lineup after reports of faked safety test results. More details at SRNnews.com.